Commuters in London had to find alternative means of transportation after a public workers' strike closed the city's subway system. Across Britain, some 750,000 municipal employees walked off their jobs at midnight in a salary dispute. They're concerned about the safety of the country's rail system. In London, one commuter trying to get to work said the situation was a nightmare, recalling a similar strike in 1979 that paralyzed Britain and helped bring down the Labour government. BBC reporter Tom Simons is in central London. What's it like today? Is it truly a nightmare?
Well, if you're trying to get around in the city of London, yes, it is a nightmare. The city's subway system, the Tube, is completely shut down this morning, though they have just started running a few trains here and there in the last few hours. Elsewhere, there have been strikes, as you say, on the municipal side. The public workers working for local authorities have been on strike. They do things like refuse collection and that sort of thing. But at the moment, it's the London commuter who's suffering most of all.
Elsewhere in the country?
Yes, elsewhere in the country, there have been strikes over the last few days. As I say, the council workers are very angry that they haven't been given a pay rise that they would like this year, a pay rise above in the inflation rate, and that's why they've been going on strike. And there is a string of potential strike actions planned for the future. The gas tanker drivers are potentially going on strike. Firefighters, air traffic controllers, baggage handlers at Heathrow and Gatwick are all thinking or planning to take industrial action.
What are the complaints beyond pay?
They're largely about pay, though they do vary. The unusual one is this strike that's taking place today on the London Underground. That, as you say, is about the partial privatisation of the system. The union is very concerned about the safety aspects of that. It has officials that it would like to be able to see safety documentation that would lead it to be able to say it's safe. They say they haven't been given enough time to read that documentation. But in truth, that is a political argument that is going to be very difficult to resolve, and therefore there may well be more strikes here in the capital.
And could there be political consequences?
Well, certainly this is all starting to look a bit like the 1979, as it was called here, winter of discontent, when there were so many strikes, including refuse collectors, and rubbish started piling up in the streets. That led indirectly to the downfall of the Labour government at the time and its replacement with a Conservative government. And so the current government, the Labour government's opponents, are saying this is 1979 all over again. I have to say, I don't think we're at that stage yet. We don't yet have rubbish piling up in the streets. But Labour will have to be careful to try and keep a cap on this sort of industrial unrest if it doesn't want more political problems in the future.
Taxis are running, right?
Taxis are running, but I've seen a taxi queue this morning, a taxi line this morning, that was extremely long. You would have been waiting half an hour there for taxis. And in some of the central parks in London, lines and lines of office workers walking to work. That seems to be the only way to get around reliably today, to put on your sneakers and start walking.
The BBC's Tom Simons in London.